the Flames choose at number 26 overall. Jacob Pelche, he is the pick for the Flames and their first-round pick. Brad Treliving, the GM of the Flames, joins us right now. Brad, appreciate it. How quiet out there was it trade-wise? I know that everybody on the outside is like, geez, no big deals in round number one, but you're on the floor. How quiet are we talking?
There's been a lot of discussion leading up to today, so you have a pretty good sense of where everybody is. You've been at this for a few weeks, a few months. So there was some talk. I think we've got the weekend to go through here, so I think, you know, there'll be some activity as we go along, but I'm not surprised. I said it before, there's a lot going on in the league right now in terms of some cap pressures in a lot of spots. And again, just the volatility of the first round as you got probably back past five. You know, everybody felt, I think a lot of people felt they'd just stick in their hole and they may get somebody that squirted loose on their list. So not overly surprising.
Oh, Jacob Pelche is a very interesting prospect. I mean, not the biggest guy, but he plays with a lot of tenacity and he has a lot of skill. When you look at his overall makeup, what are you projecting to be at the NHL level?
Well, he's going to take some time, obviously. These guys, especially, you know, the later you pick, he's going to be a guy that, you know, is going to be going, obviously, back to junior, we suspect, this year. But the two qualities we really look at, as we go down the list here of sort of those qualities, those players, to me, he's got elite compete, and we think elite hockey sense. You go watch him. He may not dazzle you. He may not, but he just makes the right play all the time. And this guy has got sky high character and compete. And he got hurt in the playoffs, a bad ankle. Still went over to the under 18s. Got invited. You know, most guys are saying don't. It'll hurt your draft stock. He's the type of DNA that we want to have in the organization. So. Not the biggest body, but he'll fill out. He's got time to do that. He's strong on the puck, and we're excited to get him.
Brad, you're living with us here for the Calgary Flames on the Sportsnet Radio Network. The volatility you touched on earlier this week, the RFAs that are out there, you got a pretty big one to deal with yourself, and the volatility of the cap right now, and trying to get some transparency. How much do both those play into what's, you know, trying to get something done, but ultimately nothing getting done today?
Yeah, it's a lot, right? And there's, like I said, I know everybody wants things to happen on the Friday, and I think we've still got the full weekend to go, but it's just reality. It's the reality of the world we're in, where you got a lot of people sitting there thinking, okay, what is it going to cost me to get my own guys done, and you know, what impact does that have?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that there's another day to go? You could do the same thing like you did last year on a Saturday?
We'll see. I don't know where we're going to be. I think the level of talks leading up to the weekend were extensive, and I'm not just talking about our team, but I think throughout the league. So I think we'll see some activity as you do every year. But it just goes to show you that things are tight. You know, people are trying to, and not only this year, look at it, now you start to project out. Maybe you don't have a guy this year, but, you know, you got a guy coming up in a year's time. You see that there's been maybe projection of small cap growth this year. So what does that mean a year or two out? So all those things weigh in, and you got to be very careful in today's day and age of trying to go out and spend your money, and all of a sudden, you know, 6, 8 months, 12 months later, you got somebody in-house to deal with. So it makes it challenging for everybody.
Well, especially when the bridge contracts aren't what they used to be anymore. If you have a good player, you're going to have to pay that premium right away. So is it kind of managing your cap for that third year, hoping the new TV deal comes in, the CBA gets extended? And if you can get through the next 2 years, maybe you have some flexibility in 2021.
Yeah, you're always doing projections, and those things, you're always trying to get a little sense of where there may be growth and projecting out your budget. But, you know, as you look at it right now, you're trying to get things looked after for 1920. So I think, like I said, I think there's lots of discussion, lots of moving pieces. We'll see how the day unfolds tomorrow.
And just to double back on your first-round pick, we talked about this when you made it. You know, not big in stature, but you've had some success, and you've been able to have those quote-unquote smaller forwards have some success with you. I guess it shows that not afraid to prioritize skill with your organization, right?
Yeah, and again, I believe you need a blend. You need to have some size in your organization. When we got to that pick, the you know, as a manager, you set the philosophy, and ours is always, you know, the highest upside, and who do we think's got the best skill package and the highest upside. And so this kid has got skill. It's evidenced by his production, but for us and for me, the driving point was just the drivetrain on this kid, the motor and the competitiveness. And he, like I said, he's a dog on the bone, and you can look back and at some of the, you know, similar players at his age. Yeah, he's got skill, and yeah, but you look how he scores goals. He's in the paint. He's around the net. He's like that Brendan Gallagher. He's got hard skill. You know, it's not perimeter outside. He's in the areas that aren't fun to go in, and just a real driven kid, real driven kid. So, like I said, we thought that fit with us, and we were excited to have him.